Let's open our Bibles together to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. I want us to look at together one verse of Scripture this morning. Verse 26 of Isaiah 40. Here we read, "Lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created these things, bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For he is strong in power, and not one faileth." Couldn't help but think over in the first verse of Isaiah 40. We read, "Comfort ye, comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquities pardoned. She's received the Lord's hand double for all her sins." A comfort throughout this entire chapter. But I think there's a great deal of comfort found in verse 26. First, he says, "Lift up your eyes on high." Doesn't say, "Look to yourself." Doesn't say, "Look to your works." Doesn't say, "Look to your self-righteousness." For in ourselves, there's only one thing to be found, and that's sin. It's who we are. It's what we are. Paul said this. He said, "I know that in me, that is in this flesh, dwelleth no good thing." No good thing. So lift up your eyes on high. In Psalm 121, we read this. We read, "I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." Where's our help cometh from? It cometh from the Lord. "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Lift up your eyes on high. Look to him that is high and lifted up. Isaiah 6:1, we read this, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple." In Philippians 2, we read, "God hath also highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every knee should bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." Lift up your eyes on high. And if God's pleased to show a man, if he's pleased to show us who and what we are by nature, dead in trespasses and sin, if he's pleased to bring us to the ground, there's only one place to look. And that's look up. Look to Christ. Look to him. Second, back in our text, we read, "Behold, consider, take heed, who hath created these things?" He's the God of all creation. In Genesis 1:1, we read, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Turn over to John chapter 1. You're familiar with this passage of Scripture, but turn to John chapter 1. Look at the first three verses of John 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him." All things were made by him. "And without him was not anything made that was made. Behold, the sovereign God who hath created these things." Sovereign God. Sovereign in creation. Sovereign in providence. sovereign in salvation. Behold Him. Behold Him. Back to our text here, Isaiah 40, verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high. Behold who hath created these things. And the third point, He bringeth out the host by number. He's the Lord of hosts. Over 200 times there's reference to the Lord of hosts in God's Word. And notice it says, He bringeth out the host. It's His work, isn't it? He did it. It's all of Him. And that word bringeth, I looked that up. Now it has several meanings. But listen to these three. One, it means to carry out. Like that lost sheep that he goes out and he gathers up and he puts it up on his shoulder. And carries it back, carries it home in safety and peace. Second, it means to fetch. It means to fetch. Just like David sent down to fetch Mephibosheth. Fetch him and bring him back. It also means to pluck out. Just like that brand plucked out of the fire. He bringeth out the host by number. And it's a number that cannot be numbered by man. But he knows each one. He knows each one. He bringeth out the host by number. He does it. He saves them. He calls each one. The angel spoke, said, call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. Fourth, we read here in our text, he calleth them all by name. Each one, he calls them all by name. You know, there's just something special about being called by name. And, hey, you. No, nobody likes that, do they? But he calls them all by name. You know, you can't call someone by name unless you know them. He knows each one. He called them all by name by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. He's almighty. In John 10:3, we read of that great shepherd. The shepherd. Since he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. He leads them out. Turn over to just a few pages to Isaiah 43 in verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, don't be afraid, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. The Lord knoweth them that are his. We read throughout his word, Moses, he called him by name. Israel, he called him by name. He called Lazarus by name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Zacchaeus, there he is up in that tree. Zacchaeus, come down. He calls his sheep. He calls his sheep by name. And listen, in John 10:27, he said, not only does he call them by name, but he said, my sheep, they hear my voice. They hear my voice and they follow me. Back to our text. Last point here. Not one faileth. Not one. Of all that the Father hath given me, all that the Father, he said, I'll lose nothing. I'll lose nothing. Of those that the Father gave him, those chosen in Christ, before the foundation of the world, of those for whom he came to seek and to save, of those for whom he died, suffering the justice of God on the cross. He bore our sins in his body on the tree. Of those for whom he was made sin, of those for whom he had made righteous, of those to whom he calls each one lovingly by name, of those for whom he sits on the right hand of the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for his people, of those for whom he's able to present faultless before the presence of his glory, we read with exceeding joy. Our brother Frank read this, of those who he's able to present holy, unblameable, unreprovable, not in the sight of man, but in the sight of a holy and just God. Not one faileth. Not one. Not even one. What about the thief on the cross? Can you think of a more desperate condition? Our Lord said to him, he said, "You'll be with me today in paradise." Our brother Mike mentioned that man in the tombs. Can you think of a more horrible situation? Here he is, naked. They can't chain him. Nothing can contain him. And yet our Lord was merciful to him, wasn't he? And he found him sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. Blind Bartimaeus, Lazarus, the Apostle Paul, that Philippian jailer. I think of that Philippian jailer. Here he is in that. How far away are you from the gospel? And the Lord sends his messenger, preaches the gospel to him, saves him. God's merciful to him. Paul said this in Philippians. He said, being confident of this very thing. Think of all the things Paul could have had confidence in. Paul said, I'm confident in this very thing. This one thing. He that hath begun a good work in you, he'll complete it. He'll finish it. He'll perform it. Till the day of Jesus Christ. Not one failure. Not one failure. Let's look at this passage just one more time. Lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created these things? He bringeth out the host by number. He calleth them all by name. By the greatness of his might, for that he's strong in power, and not one faileth. Thank God for his word. Pray. Our God and Father in heaven, Lord, how we thank you for this day. Lord, how we thank you for this opportunity to gather together. Lord, to sing hymns of praise. Lord, to fellowship with those of our brethren. Lord, to have your word. Lord, to look into thy word, to be taught from thy word. Lord, make thy word effectual. Lord, speak to our hearts through thy word. Lord, bless us to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, to rest, Lord, not in ourselves. Lord, to take comfort in nothing but our Savior. To rest in him. Lord, we pray for our worship service here this morning. Lord, we pray, we thank you for bringing Brother Mike our way. Lord, we pray that you would take that which you've laid on his heart. Lord, enable him to declare, Lord, that which you've laid on his heart. Lord, set aside the thoughts and cares of this world. Let us see Christ and rest in him. Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity to gather together, this opportunity to, Lord, to hear thy word. Lord, we pray for those who are unable to be with us, those who are sick, those who are hurting, those who are caring for others. Lord, we pray your hand be with them, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen them, and in your time return them to us. Lord, we pray for our children. Lord, it's our heart's desire that you would be merciful to our children. Bless our upcoming Bible school. Lord, be with those who've traveled here. Lord, give them a safe return home. And again, Lord, bless your word mightily this morning. We ask these things in Christ's name. Lord, for thy glory. Amen.